Me said, "Well, I'll miss this, you know." And just kissed the bottle. This way, you know. Both of them pushed down in the rocking chair. And when Mr. Bethany come home, she was crying. And Mr. Bethany asked her what was the matter, you know. She told Miss Adeline, Martha Albert hurt her wrist. And she asked her then, says, "What you doing in this house here? Hurting old mister?" Said she wasn't hurting old mister. She just, old Mrs. Ryan Hooker, she saw her down. But the thing that old woman, poor old woman, carried in the peach orchard and whipped her. And, you know, just tied her hand this way, you know, around the peach orchard tree. I remember that just as well. Looked like to me, I can't. And round the tree and whipped her. And, well, she couldn't do nothing but just kick her feet, you know, just kick her feet. But it just had her clothes all down to her waist, you know. Just didn't have her plumb naked, but they had her clothes down to her waist. And every now and then they'd whip her, you know, and then snuff the pipe out on her, you know. She'd snuff the pipe out on her. You know the embers in the pipe. Where you ever see the pipe smoking?
Blow them out on her?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, have mm-hmm. mercy.
Blow them out on her.
Did she scream?
Yeah, I reckon she was. I reckon she did. But you see, we was dared to go out there, where it was, you know, because our old marshal was whoopers, and then Uncle Saul. Uncle Saul was whoopers. You see that an overseer, Uncle Saul. So Papa was overseer. But he had a whooper. And whooped her too. And he sure did whoop her. Well, he whooped her so then at night they had to grease her back. Grease her back. I don't know what kind of grease they had, but they sure grease her back. At night, you know, that way. Just grease her back. And so after they whooped her so long that way, they quit. They couldn't give her dinner. Late that evening, they give her dinner. Eat late that, well, she said, whoop so bad then, you know, she didn't want to eat, you know. If you put whoop you half a day, you ain't want to eat. No.
Right.
Because a little child, you can whoop a little child now. He'll get mad, you know, and don't want to eat nothing. So Uncle Saul, then he'll go whoop my mama. We had a brother, the oldest brother named Cal. And he was going to whoop my mother's boy. Pack water. And she was going to fight him.
Is that right?
Yes. She was going to fight him. You see, one portion of the people belonged to Mr. Bethany, and one portion, you know, belonged to his wife. Wife, you know, just like, you know, you'd have a lot of niggas, you know, and they'd give you a portion of them, and your wife portion of them. Her people give you a heap of them, and then your people give you some. Well, that makes two parts. You got a part, and your wife got a part, you know, of colored folks out of the way. And so Miss Adeline wouldn't let Uncle Saul whoop her. That was her side, you know. That's one of her niggas. She wouldn't let Uncle Saul whoop her that way. Well, then they called her a sassy nigga. Sassy called wouldn't let Uncle Saul whoop her. About the boy packing water. You know, he packed water, you know, all day. And if Uncle Saul, if they stayed late, you know, when they got to the water where Uncle Saul was, the overseer was, he just pitch it out. Just pitch it out. As fast as the children could get to her. And he whooped them, they still let him.
Mm.
Yeah, he whooped them, they still let him. So, Uncle Jesse, you know, he wasn't, stepdaddy, he wasn't, don't get me away. He wasn't one of Mr. Bethany's niggas. He was a Payne's.
My old
stepdaddy, yes, he was a Payne's. Yeah, he was a Payne's. And he'd do anything, you know, he couldn't whoop him. And his head was red, and he was red.
Where did he come from?
Well, I think he come from Louisiana, somewhere. Anyhow, he come somewhere. I couldn't exactly tell where he come from, because my mama come from Mississippi. And when he back up, you know, I don't know where y'all ever see the corner fence.
Yes,
the one
that's rail fence.
Yes, yes. Well, he'd back up in that, and they wouldn't whoop him. You'd get him a stick and keep him off. Yes, sir. And he's a great big old man, you know, and he wouldn't let him whoop him, you see. And the master wouldn't let him hurt him, because he wouldn't let the overseer know they'd whoop you. The master would make him whoop you when the overseer didn't feed him. And they wouldn't let him whoop him at all, wouldn't know. And the old master would tell him, willing to kill him or something like that, don't hurt him. But don't kill him, you know, but whip him. He wouldn't whoop him, I tell you. No, he wouldn't whoop him. No, sir, he wouldn't
whoop him. Well, how would they punish him then?
Give me a corn. Give me a corn. Just like, you know, you give me a year of corn, and that'll be for my dinner or my breakfast. When you come home to dinner, he said to give me a year of corn. Said he shared it off and plow along and eat it. Let's plow along and eat it. Night come, they give me a year of corn, and that's the way they fed him, you know, punishing him, you know, wouldn't give him nothing to eat. And say, look like he's moving along too slow, too fast with that, you know, too good. Too good with that, you know, just giving him corn, and he's eating it, you know, and drinking water and going just the same. That's why they wouldn't give him none. Give him none. Wouldn't give him nothing, you know, but let him drink water, you know. And he lived just the same. And he lived with Mama 32 years before he died. And he never did have a scar on the old boss put on him.
Wonder what they paid for this. So your stepdaddy, how come?
Paid, you know, he was a pain. Just a prey brimble, wouldn't call it. But you see, I don't know what they paid for him. They bought him, you know.
And I guess he was worth so much they didn't want to hurt him.
Didn't want to hurt him. And you see, he had belonged to two sets of folks. Two sets of people, you know. You see, he was belonged to a pain. Then he belonged to some people, you know, Brimble. They all stayed, but he wouldn't do right, and they'd sell him. Just sell him, you know. Just like, you know, I was your nigga, you know, and I wouldn't act right, you'd sell me to somebody else. And wouldn't act right, brother, be fighting and knocking a good hand, you'd sell him to somebody else. That's what they would do here, baby.
I see.
That's what he's done.
Well, what about getting married? How did they go about marrying the slave?
Well, they told me they jumped over the broom backer. I don't know. They told me to jump over the broom backer. I don't know.
Well, did they have church? Did the slaves have church?
No, I never remember no church. Mama said the only church, I didn't remember that part of all the church they would have being a tub of water sitting just like this thing is, you know, and that would catch your voice. And they would have church around that tub, all of them get around the tub.
Old Moss didn't want them having church.
They don't have no church. No, they didn't have no church. And old Moss would come along with one of them. One of them was there having church around the tub. He's down praying. And said he's down there praying, just a praying. Old Moss would come in, he just a praying. He come in, he did, and told him, get up from there. He didn't get up, he just prayed. He said, the old master come in, so whooping him. He quit praying and then asked the Lord, have mercy on the old master. Lord, have mercy on the old master. Lord, have mercy on the old master. Old master sure was whooping with a bull hook. His holler, have mercy on the old master. And that old master whooped him and he kept up, wouldn't get up, you know, just flinch, you know, just like a person, you know, and putting hits, you know, with flinch. He just prayed for old master. Old Marston stepped back and said, I'm great minded to kick you naked. I'm great minded to kick you naked. And he could never stop praying, you know, he had gone home leaving praying. He'd go home leaving praying. Because he wouldn't stop. Well, that was through the Lord, you know, that caused that.
Yeah, the Lord works a lot of things.
Yes, of course, the Lord was suffering him to stay down there and get that whooping and pray. You know, just keep a praying. And I think I jumped up. I don't know. Seemed like me, I jumped up. Go whooping me that way, I'll jump up.